You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Baseball Tournament Preview. Today we're joined by DePauw University Head Baseball Coach Jake Martin. Jake, thanks for taking time out of your schedule to join us today.
Thank you, Jeff. It's my pleasure.
Jake, you guys enter the SCAC Tournament for a second straight year coming in. You guys are the 2 seed out of the East, 15-18 overall, and 6-6 in the SCAC. Give us a little bit of a brief recap of the season thus far heading into play in Millington.
Well, it's been a season of ups and downs. We got off to a fairly decent start, and we hit a nasty little stretch in the middle there and went on a 9-game losing streak. But we got back from spring break and got it started to click a little bit and feel like we're playing some pretty good baseball right now. So, we're 15-18, and it says we had some inconsistent play early. So we're hoping that we can kind of ride this little stretch for a little bit and make a good showing in the tournament. I've been proud of the guys for how they stuck together, because this would have been an easy year to point fingers at each other and blame one another. But the team stuck together and finished pretty strong.
Coach, you guys had an outstanding showing last year in the SCAC Championship, actually advancing to the championship game and losing a tough 3-1 game to Trinity in the championship. What kind of experience, how does that experience help coming in for a second straight time, and I believe the 12th overall appearance for the Tigers in the SCACs? How much do you rely on that experience?
Well, we rely on it a lot. We graduated 5 guys from last year's team, so we have a large number of returning players that have some experience, and they know what it's like to win there, to lose there, and to kind of go through kind of the unknown of the tournament. We had a lot of situations last year with rain and playing late at night where, having some experience in those areas and being able to lose and respond to a loss and continue to fight and compete every day, that goes a long way. Where I think if you take an inexperienced team in and you drop one, it could be a short tournament for you. But having that experience of playing at different times and different weather, responding to losses, responding to wins, I think helps when things get a little tough and when you have to dig a little deeper to respond to some adversity in the tournament, because you will face it at some point in the tournament.
Jake, you mentioned just a few moments ago, that 9-game losing streak there in about the middle of March. You didn't end until about that first or second day in April. Talk about the resilience of your team to fight through that and still make grab the 2 seed out of the East. Talk about the resilience that showed from your team when it could have been easy to just kind of, give in at that point.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, the losses, getting swept at Rhodes was a tough start to the spring break, and I believe those were our maybe third, fourth, and fifth losses in the 9-game losing streak. And we had leads in the last 2 games and lost on really, really tough games. And obviously, Rhodes is a very good team. But, we would have liked to have gone and taken one of those 3 games. Playing at Rhodes is a tough start to the tournament or to the spring break. And we kind of used up a lot of pitching in that weekend. And then you go to LaGrange, Emory, Piedmont, and those are good teams, and we caught them at a bad time. And, with last inning losses, 2 out of 3 at Rhodes, and we got into a game where we scored 12 in the last inning. We were down 14-2 at Emory, scored 12 and got the tying run thrown out the plate. We scored 11, got the 12th run thrown out at the plate. So we lost about every way possible that week. And it's just one of those things where our guys just kept going to work. And I think they really believed that they were going to get out of it. We were rained out at the Sewanee series, and it took us a while to sit on those losses. But when we got back and beat Franklin at home, it was a good feeling. I mean, I think it reminded guys that they were a good team, and the record really didn't show what kind of baseball we were playing at the time and how good we could be. So, a lot of teams would have kind of given up and taken that into the conference play. But fortunately, that nine-game losing streak, only three of them were in conference, so the non-conference losses didn't hurt as bad because, you know, we're in the tournament and we've still got a shot.
Coach, last question for you, and we'll let you go. Discuss some of the keys to the matchup as you guys square off with the two seed out of the West and Millsaps. You guys actually beat them last year in the SCAC tournament, 9-6 game. Talk a little bit about what's it going to take to get the better of the majors again in this tournament.
Well, they're a very good team, and they're going to play hard, and they're going to run the bases hard, and I think the key for us is to not focus so much on who we're playing, and just kind of focus on our strengths and get a good start out of our starting pitcher, and hopefully we can swing it with them because we know they're going to score some runs. So it'll be a fun game. We love playing those guys because they play hard, they play the game the right way, and it's always good to match up against them.
DePaul University head baseball coach Jake Martin and the rest of his Tiger team open up their 2011 SCAC tournament on Thursday, April 21st at 3:30 Central Time, squaring off with two seed Millsaps out of the West. Coach, congratulations on advancing this far. Best of luck this weekend. Safe travels, and thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us.
Thank you, Jeff. We'll see you down there.